The Friends of Syria conference is sending communications equipment and money to rebel fighters in Syria. The group of more than 70 countries held their meeting in Istanbul this weekend. The U.S. agreed to send the communications equipment to help Syrian rebels organize and keep tabs on the President Bashar Assad's forces. But it's the financial pledge from Saudi Arabia and other Arab countries that's drawing attention. They've reportedly set up a $100 million fund to pay salaries to rebels and soldiers who defect from Syrian President Assad's army. Political analyst Rami Khoury joins us from Beirut, Lebanon. Rami, your thoughts on this, especially the money going to the rebels. Do you think it will end up as salary or to buying weapons?
I'm sure there's money already going to the opposition groups in Syria for arms, for transportation, for communications, for food and other things, and to pay some of the fighters. But this is a huge development. To have Arab countries openly saying that they're going to finance the salaries of a insurrectionary force that is designed to topple a sitting Arab government is really quite astounding, but it is what the majority of people in the Arab world seem to want to happen, and many people around the whole world want it to happen, with a few exceptions who are important ones like Russia and China and Iran. But it's a major development, and it'll make a huge difference for the opposition in technical terms, but also in political terms. And it'll be combined with political moves that will be more clear, I think, in the weeks ahead.
Elaborate on that, because as we know, there's been an ongoing effort by UN Secretary General Kofi Annan to come up with a plan that would include a ceasefire and Assad's regime pulling out of part of the areas that are held by rebels. Assad's regime has not agreed to the pullout, for instance, but how does what the Arab countries are considering jive with what the UN is considering?
These two things are happening simultaneously. You have the fighting on the ground, which is sporadic and limited here and there, and it's mostly the government doing the fighting. The opposition groups are not very well armed. They're mostly peaceful demonstrators. But you have the confrontations on the ground. You have the diplomatic strategy that is going on in terms of the Friends of Syria group, the 80 or so countries that have pledged now this aid. And you have the Annan track, which is the Arab League UN peacemaking mission. The problem is that the Assad government has almost never lived up to the promises that it has made to any of the people who have tried to negotiate. So there isn't much expectation that Assad is actually going to pull his troops out of the cities. The reason is that if he does pull his troops out of the city centers, he knows that there will be hundreds of thousands of demonstrators out there peacefully demonstrating to bring him down. And he can't afford to let that become an Egypt or a Tunisia type situation.
Well, the idea of paying rebels and soldiers reminds us of the awakening in Iraq when the U.S. Paid people not to join the insurgency. We underscore the U.S. is only sending, at least that we know, communications equipment in this proposal today. But you talked about how unprecedented this is in the Arab world. Do you fear that this will pull countries into full-out war with Syria?
It's really hard to predict what's going to happen. I don't think there's going to be all-out war between, say, Syria and Saudi Arabia. That's unlikely to happen. You may have surrogate warfare, proxy warfare. You may have covert operations. But I think what we're likely to see is a more aggravated form of confrontation inside Syria and probably better political coordination, because the fighting itself is not going to solve this conflict. First of all, the balance will never be such that you can have a real military conflict. The Syrian government has thousands of tanks, hundreds of thousands of troops, and they will use them. So this is going to be resolved politically or by the fall of the regime and getting a democratic government in its place. When they see the game is up and they really have the option of either being shot or being sent to jail or negotiating a transition, and they take their family and their money and they go live somewhere else peacefully, most of them will choose the option to stay alive and go into exile.
Political analyst Rami Khoury from Beirut, Lebanon, on the situation in Syria. Rami, thanks as always.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.